This American Pie drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys would drink.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's no surprise, it's now formalized. Donald Trump is building a shadow Republican Party. He is attempting to tear down the Republican Party, the so-called establishment Republican Party of Moscow Mitch and corporate donors, and substitute it with a Trump Republican Party where he steals the name. Right now, it's an effort called America First Policy. Now, America First is a notion that goes back to the 1930s, ginned up by people who didn't want us to get involved in the Second World War. And of course, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and Germany and the Nazis declared war on America, they were drowned out. However, this new fledgling party called the America First Policy has a $20 million budget. Remember, Trump kept sending out all these lies about fraudulent election and it shouldn't have been certified. That was a fundraising effort to get gullible people to contribute. And he raised about over $250 million, shared some of it with the Republican Party, but kept the chunk himself. $20 million of it's going into this new party. And two of the founders are Ivanka and Trump and Jared Kushner. Okay, two pieces of work, his daughter and his son-in-law. And what they do is, it's all gobbledygook. They'll say, make America strong. You know, very general stuff. Stand up to our enemies. Okay, Trump, how about Russia? How about standing up to them? They don't mention Russia. You know, standing for working people. It's all absolute platitude and contrary to everything he did. The effect of this shadow Republican Party is going to be shattering to the Republican Party in the primary elections in 2022 and 2024. Because remember, the Moscow Mitches, the corporate donors, people who are seen as more conventional, Senator Thune of South Dakota and others, are going to be under attack. And even if they're not up for election, and even if Trump can't knock them off in primaries, he is going to intervene in primaries for open seats and for vulnerable people. He's already endorsed the opponent of Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, Republican member of the Senate, who voted to impeach him over the insurrection on January 6th, but not over Ukraine. In Wisconsin, he is intervening for Ron Johnson against Gallagher or anybody else in a Republican primary, because Ron Johnson is subservient and lickspittle of Trump, as Trump was subservient and lickspittle of Vladimir Putin. Of course, very similar, very, very similar. So what happens with all this? The wisdom in the Republican Party right now is that a Republican really can't win a primary without Trump's endorsement. I think they're wrong. I think a strong candidate can. I think that if when Mitt Romney's up again, if Trump endorses someone else, that's not going to go anywhere. But it may be true that in an open seat, an open nomination, if Trump endorses and he carries some percentage of the vote, maybe 30%, whoever that is doesn't require a lot more than that to win a multi-contested Republican primary. So it's, you can say it's good news, it's bad news. The truth of the matter is it's democracy at work. Political parties evolve. Sometimes they lose their names. Have you heard of a Whig, W-H-I-G? Any member of your family is a Whig? I doubt. I'll be honest with you. Some of your family probably were Whigs if they were in the United States back in the 1840s and 50s. You've forgotten all about it. They went out of business. Nativists, abolitionists, all out of business as parties. They all merged into the Republican Party. Republican Party's been around since Abraham Lincoln, and right now it's being split. Democratic Party is the oldest political party in the world, history of the world. That goes back to, theoretically, its founders were Jefferson and Jackson, but basically it was a Southern States Rights Party for a long time in the 19th century, and now it's morphed to a party of the left. The name stays the same. It's very, very different from the party of Roosevelt, Truman, and John F. Kennedy. Well, that's kind of going on right now in the Republican Party. In the Democratic Party, you have an uneasy coalition right now between the Squad and the progressives on the far left and then the conventional Democratic Party. Joe Biden has done a masterful job in trying to fuse them. Some things everybody agrees with, COVID relief, infrastructure, and so forth. There's not agreement on a lot of foreign policy. The authoritarian left is naive on foreign policy. But on some of their objectives, one of them being getting out of Afghanistan, there appears to be consensus. We've been there 20 years. We're not going to be there 100 years. But we're abandoning people there. We're abandoning women in particular. It's a disgusting thing, but you can't continue to bomb people to save them from their male members. I mean, that's what's going on. And it's a sad thing. So there is some cohesion of interest between the far left of the Democratic Party and the mainstream, but not entirely. And keep an eye on that. In the next decade or so, there are going to be splits there. But the immediate split, Republican Party, Trump building a shadow party called America First, $20 million budget initially, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner as major co-founders. And we'll see if this goes on, if this survives Trump. Trump's mortal like everyone else when he passes away. Does this have legs or not? What happens to the insurrectionist element in their party? Speaking of the Republicans and unwelcome news, except it's not news for Matt Gaetz in Florida. This was concealed. The federal government executed a search warrant on Matt Gaetz and his girlfriend in December. And they snatched their cell phones. Matt Gaetz and his girlfriend had their cell phones snatched. Gaetz changed his phone number in late December. Try to sneak out of it, try to wiggle out of it. That's a very, very bad, stupid idea. There was a congressman down in Louisiana, took a $100,000 bribe in cash. He thought he'd hide it in the event of a search warrant, put in the freezer of his refrigerator. He thought, well, the FBI won't look in my refrigerator. Well, guess what? They do look in your refrigerator. Gaetz and his girlfriend had their cell phones taken. I think the net is closing around him. And finally, the Republicans are under a lot of pressure in the House. Scalise, the number two guy, congressman from Louisiana, said, which means that Kevin McCarthy signed off on it, he's a minority leader, that if Gaetz is charged, if criminal charges brought against him, he's going to be yanked from the committees. He frankly should be yanked from the committees right now. But stay tuned on that one. Charges against Gaetz are very serious. And he has said so many public things unwisely for his own defense. If he'd been smart initially, he would have shut up, hired a good lawyer, and kept that out of sight. But he kept talking. And what laymen don't understand is when you think you're defending yourself, you're just simply incriminating yourself. You are simply making factual concessions that are going to be used later. You think they're innocent. If you say something like, yes, I took a trip, but, well, then you've established you took a trip. All of that had to be proven by the government. So a little things like that. But Matt Gaetz right now has his cell phone taken. It's been in their hands for several months. Coming to the end of the show. It's been a great show. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Jeff Santos, Tuesday's Busted Pencil, Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, and my man, Pizza Box Mike. Outside the Pizza Box, you must listen to Pizza Box Mike. He sells it like it is. Then Max Inc. Radio. Stand by. More Matt Flynn Direct tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.